All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of that because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Oh, lovely.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very successful retail store that was founded back in the 1940s. When it first started, the company was a simple mail order service that only sold pencils and postcards, but it was so popular that within 5 years, the company started expanding to other household items, and soon they opened their very first brick and mortar store. After that, profits soared, and today they have hundreds of locations in countries all over the world, and the company's estimated to be worth $40 billion.
Whoa.
What retail store is it?
And retail, oh gosh.
Retail's the ones that sell things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, almost like a store, if you will.
Yeah.
I see.
Wow. Way to make the question easy,
wow.
Jeff.
Jeez. Now I know it. So they started with pencils and paper?
Postcards.
And postcards. Okay, so my first thought is like the Container Store.
I feel like it'd be...
Pencils and postcards is the beginning.
Okay, so I feel
like the Gap started with what? Records and jeans?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you go into the Gap, you hear a lot of music, right? You go into this store, you're inundated with pencils.
Hallmark?
Would Walgreens be considered
Hallmark,
retail?
I like that. Hallmark is a good one. See, that's good, Jubal.
But are there stores all around the world?
Yeah, I'm
really?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hallmark, I like. What's another one that is kind of a gifty store? Doesn't necessarily have to be. Maybe it's an office. Maybe it's Office Depot or Office Max.
And Jeff, can you ask it one more time?
There's a very successful retail store that was founded in the 1940s. When it first started, the company was a simple mail order service that only sold pencils and postcards. Soon they started selling other household items, and today they're in hundreds of locations and countries around the world worth $40 billion. What store is it?
I like Hallmark. Something that's been around for that long. Oh, I guess I'll just go Hallmark.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jubal's answer.
Back in 1943, a man named Ingvar started a small mail order company that just sold pencils and postcards. Over the years, the company slowly expanded, but profits soared when he started selling easy-to-assemble household items and appliances.
Oh.
Today, his company has over 400 locations around the world worth an estimated $40 billion. That company is Swedish retailer IKEA.
IKEA.
As soon as I heard Ingvar, I was like, oh, it's IKEA.
Yeah. Compared to all those other big Swedish retail stores you go to.
Got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Wheels on the Bus. So
let me tell you,
sing that, Brooke,
don't
before you
need
get shocked.
The lyrics to this.
Ready.
Ready, guys? Are you going to play along?
I'm excited.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All... I didn't even get to the wipers.
I thought the tune was different.
Yeah, it was. I've never heard it sing like that.
How do I sing it?
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. But hey, remix!
Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Today's show was produced by Steve the Tease Boyd and Jeff the Promise DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.